allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Broadcast, my friends. Welcome back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We're going to get right into it because we are blessed to have John Lamb tonight. We have some very interesting news developing in the Bundy trial in Nevada. Please stay with us tonight. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to have John Lamb on for an update. We're going to have Lori Anderson on tomorrow instead of tonight. And right after the John Lamb update... Oh, Lori's here. She didn't tell me. She told me she was not going to be on tonight and she wanted me to play a clip. That was the last I heard from Lori. So I guess Lori has changed the plans and come on tonight. So that's fantastic. All right, great. Because if Lori's not going to be on for the whole show, what we're going to do is finish the documentary, Vatican Secret Societies and the New World Order, which we only got the first half done last Thursday, I think it was. So if Lori's going to stay with us for the show and wants to do the full show tonight, we're going to turn it right over to her and John Lamb, and we'll bring in Chris and Gary as well. And if Lori is only going to just bump and run, then we're going to do the documentary in about 15 minutes. So I'll leave it up to Lori. Here we go. Let's go introduce Lori Anderson and John Lamb. How are y'all doing?
Hi, everyone. Doing awesome. How are you doing this evening? How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. We had some great things happen today.
Yes, yes. And I am excited that you are here to share it with the listeners. One of the first... ability for listeners to be able to get this news. So let's get some of the exciting news that is going on out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Things are starting to heat up when it comes to the spiritual warfare, and that's my opinion. What do you think, John?
Well, it definitely is. We've been in a long fight here for a long time for these guys that have been in jail, and sometimes it looks kind of hopeless, but days like this are why we're glad we're here. As most people may not realize, but we were supposed to start trial back in October the 10th, and we didn't get to start then because of some other incidents that happened here in Las Vegas. So it's been a roller coaster ride ever since. And then we're supposed to start trial now tomorrow. And so it's been from the 10th to now, and the trial hasn't even begun yet, that we've been fighting motions and all kinds of other interesting things here. And today, well, back up just one, last week, the judge denied pretrial release for Cliven Bundy and Ryan Payne and even Ryan Bundy. But we found out some very interesting facts today, and it got presented again to the judge, and they released Ryan Bundy today. So we walked him out of that courthouse about an hour ago. It's been a long day.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, John. I just had to give a little bit of excitement for that.
So what we've done is the prosecutors, they lied last week, and they said things that were totally lies. And even myself in the audience, I've observed these cases ever since Oregon. I've been sitting in these court cases, and I know the evidence better than the prosecutors, I guess, because they sit there and they lie and they tell the judge
why. Even the judge knew. John, isn't it true that even the judge kind of recognized that?
The judge even recognized it today. She recognized that the government flat-out lied to her because she's been sitting in these trials, too. We've had two other complete jury trials here in Las Vegas. So the government lied, and then Ryan Bundy's defending himself as his own attorney. He brought it up today. Again, it says, you know, Your Honor, they flat-out lied. They said these things against me, and it's not even true, and you rejected my release because of that. And she reheard it, and she said she agreed, and then finally the government got up, and they conceded and said, yes, we did misrepresent that, but we don't want the public to know. We'll go ahead and just let him go.
So I have a question. Here's my question, okay, because if you or I or anything, perjury is a felony, okay?
Yes.
So with them doing that, are they going to be now charged with perjury to that judge?
Well, that's what we would like to know, too. Right now, you know, they shouldn't be prosecutors because of what they're doing. They've been lying to the people and this judge for 2 years, and they should be disbarred. I mean, look at Mumford, one of our attorneys back there in Portland. He didn't even do nothing like this at all, no lies. And they tased him and is trying to take his license away from him. And these prosecutors are federal prosecutors. They're goons prosecuting innocent people based on total fabrication and lies. And they're going to still proceed tomorrow. It doesn't, I mean, you know, you can't make this kind of stuff up. It's just totally wrong how what they allow to happen.
Well, now let me see if I got this correct, because I was listening to your updates, and as you know, I was buzzing your phone trying to get a hold of you, but I understand, believe me, like I told you, I completely understand how busy you are. Wasn't today the first time that the judge was actually able to see and be made aware that there were federal snipers actually aiming weapons at the people before the protesters showed up?
Exactly. So that was one of the things these prosecutors have denied for the last 2 years, that there were any snipers pointing guns at any protesters at the Bundy Ranch back in 2014. Today, the prosecutors finally admitted that they found out. Here's what they said. We found out for the first time today, Your Honor, from the FBI that they were snipers there. And it's just as a surprise for us as it is for you all.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, John. I'm sorry, Eric. Get 1 second, though. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the audio in the previous trials that was going on was made specifically where they couldn't hear the audio because those government agents were joking about which person they were going to shoot first, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So there's another lie that they're covering up again.
Yes, exactly. We've seen now all this evidence. Myself just sitting in there observing, I've seen it. I've mentioned the snipers multiple times on my live stream. We know it. They were there. There's photos of it. But the prosecution has been trying to take the, like you said, the voice, the audio part away from the video so nobody can see it. They've been intentionally hiding this evidence from the jurors, from the judge the last 2 years. And now they're acting like it's the first time for them. You know, this needs to be looked into way deeper. This trial should not even be going on.
Yeah, it sounds to those prosecutors need to be in handcuffs.
And just last week, last week, Ryan Bundy for a year has been asking for where the evidence is. He wants to see the discovery of the video tapes that were monitoring the Bundy Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And the government has claimed up until last week that there was no such thing as this video. And last week we found out that the prosecution again was lying, that there wasn't just one video camera. There were up to 3 to 4 video cameras that were live streaming the Bundy Ranch, the protest area, the flagpole where the staging area was, that it was live streaming. And here's the scary part. These live streams were not only being watched right there on the ground where the impoundment area was, where the BLM was set up, but these live streams were going into Las Vegas. These live streams were going all the way to Washington, D.C. The Department of Interior was watching it. At least 4 different agencies were watching everything on the ground and the Bundy Ranch back there in 2014 from around the country.
And, you know, also the drones, what about the, because we know, I remember when this was all going down. I was watching everything live. And we know there were drones, too. Where's that drone footage?
Well, we've seen the drone footage, so that's one thing that has came out. But the drone footage doesn't have any sound, so it's just video. And that's what the government, they're afraid of what these people are saying because it's going to prove they're innocent when Ammon Bundy talks and Cliven gets up there and talks on the stage. They didn't say anything incriminating. They didn't say, there's nothing about conspiracy in this. So the government's trying to hide all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. So when there's sound to it, they don't want it played. They only want the silent photos from 30,000 feet in the air.
Of course. Now, there was some other good news that came out of that sealed proceeding today as well, when it had to do with Daniel Love's laptop. Can you expound on that so the audience can hear about that?
Yes, so Dan Love, the head agent in charge has been claiming for a long time that that he didn't have this laptop and he didn't have he didn't take records and write down notes and of all this stuff. It's just all missing emails, all this kind of stuff. And the day it came out that he definitely had one, he just still hasn't proceeded it or produced it yet. But so that he did have it. All this stuff is missing. Why is it missing in such a high profile case like this?
Oh, I can give you two guesses.
Yeah. And they still don't want Daniel Love to testify in front of a jurors. They're arguing that today. You know, they want to keep him off the stand.
Of course they do, because, see, and a lot of listeners, just in case you don't know this, Daniel Love was the one who filed the complaint and sat in front of the grand jury in order to issue these indictments in the first place. Am I correct with that, John?
Yes. Yes, it is. He's the one.
So when you have someone who sat in front of the grand jury in order to get this indictment, that is the one you need on the stand. You discredit the person who actually did that with the grand jury, and everything else dissipates. It's fruit of the poisonous tree. And so they definitely don't want Dan Love on there. And right now, they don't really know, and this is my personal opinion, what I'm getting ready to say to you, but I'm sure you'll probably agree. The government probably doesn't want Dan Love on for several reasons, because now he's been fired because of his misconduct of threatening of other BLM officers because of his corruption and his spending and stuff at Burning Man and all of the good little things that he just thought he was too high and mighty to be held accountable for. Well, now he's been fired, so the government doesn't know if he's going to be a hostile witness for them as well. I mean, what if he gets on that stand and actually spills out the truth? Wow, wouldn't that be powerful?
And there's too much video that we have, the defense mm-hmm. team has, that will contradict anything that he would say if he would try to start telling lies. So that's mm-hmm. why they do not want him on there.
Right.
You could be
exactly.
impeached quickly.
Right, exactly. So, if nothing else, and this is my personal opinion, I don't know how I haven't spoke to the defendants, so I don't know how they feel about it, but if I was in that situation, I would want his hiney on the stand.
Exactly.
I really would. I would want his hiney on the stand. So, everybody, you have heard the good news. Ryan Bundy has been released in pretrial release. He is headed to a halfway house this evening. Is that correct, John?
Yes, it's for sure tonight. He's already there probably at the halfway house. After tomorrow morning, he'll be released with an ankle monitor, and he'll be mm-hmm. able to go throughout the day himself, wherever he needs to go for court and visit his family or whatever. And then within the next day or two, they're setting it up so that he'll be able to go actually to his home, which is out there by Bunkerville. So he'll be reunited with his family. So it's a good day for them. Them children have been away from their father for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, that's sad. It is very sad. They have no problem tearing apart other people's families, but they want people to respect theirs.
Yes.
We're very, very glad to hear that news. Now, they denied Ammon Bundy, pretrial release, from what I understand. And what was their excuse for that? Do you know?
They denied him on more lies. We're going to try to prove that and turn that around tomorrow. But they denied it because they said Ammon Bundy has 11 charges that he's been found guilty of while he's been held in the CCA prison out there in Pahrump. So that's the main reason they're denying him, is over those 11 charges that the jail themselves have given him and found him guilty. And now,
so in other words, it's not really charges. It's he broke their rules, and so he got wrote up for their rules, and they found him guilty of breaking their rules. Is that right? Basically, what that's put out.
And he never got to face his accusers there. He never even got to go to his own court hearing there. They're in the in-house court hearing. It was he was found guilty by their own staff without him even being a part of it. Mm-hmm. He didn't even get a stick up for himself.
And I'm sure one of those has to do with he wouldn't go along with and help them physically assault him or sexually assault him cavity searches.
Yes, seven of those were for that. One of them was for having a T-shirt covering a light so he could sleep because the lights are on 24 hours a day. Another one was because he had discovery of the case with him in his cell. And
he's supposed to be allowed discovery.
Yes.
Why did that? See, that's confusing me. You're supposed to be able to have your discovery even in jail. So why is that a violation of rules for him to have his discovery? I'm not understanding that.
Well, they call it conkerban. So they're saying that it was conkerban. I guess I'm pronouncing that word right. But they
conkerban?
That's what they're calling it. They didn't even put in the report what it was. We found out what it was. But in the report just says that's what he has. So very deceiving and misleading.
Right. Now, Cliven, his pretrial release was also denied. What was their reason for that?
Cliven's, it was like a 15-minute hearing. They just said that Cliven is just too dangerous to be released, and he led this armed militia occupation against the BLM, and they just sat there, and she just denied him right off. She wouldn't even hear it. Pretty sad. Hmm.
Yeah, that is sad. That is very sad. I'm wondering now, though, if Navarro is starting to get angry, because even though we know the connections with all the stuff with Navarro, with their, you know, Clintons and all this other stuff, we know all this. But I wonder if maybe she's getting angry because they're lying to her face, and now she's being made feel like she's being made a fool of by the prosecution themselves. Do you think that's maybe one of the reasons?
It could be. It really could be.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. That is excellent news. Is there anything else? Yes, jury trial starts tomorrow, everyone. Las Vegas, Nevada at 8:30 in the morning. Go ahead, Eric.
Is Ryan the only one out of the group that's defending himself? Do all the other ones have attorneys?
Yes, that is correct. Ryan is the only one in this group.
Do you find it coincidental that he's the only one with no attorney and is the only one allowed to walk?
I do. He's it is. He was able to talk more to bending himself and point out lies of the government. Because of that, the other defendants are not allowed to stick up for themselves, and their attorneys somewhat don't always stand up for their defendants like they should. No,
rarely.
They don't.
Right. Almost never. There you go. All right, you get that, people?
Yep.
All right. Excellent update, John. Do you have anything else to share with us? And if you have anything else to share, you've got all the time that you need. And if you've got to get going, will you join us later in the week for another update?
Yes, I can do. Another time this week would be great. I do have to go now, but I appreciate you having me on, and thanks a lot. And let me know when I'll be back on when you're ready.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, John.
Every night is open, John, so I kind of leave it up to you. Kind of, you think it's important. You got a wide open mic here.
Okay, awesome. I'll let you know. We have opening arguments starting tomorrow for the prosecution, so we'll see what happens tomorrow if we get through that. I'll try to keep you updated.
Thank you so very much, Eric and Lori.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you. So wonderful news, everyone. As we have just told you just a couple of hours ago, Ryan Bundy was released on pretrial release. He will or has already, I don't know if he's already made it there or not, but he is headed to the halfway house. He is going to have an ankle monitor on. As well, he did get to see his wife, Angie. A lot of people were there meeting him when he came out of that courthouse. We will have a video of that underneath the description box below in the show. And we'll be right back with you after a couple of words from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And won't you listen if you can't say anything real nice? It's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're split, you go your way.
Woohoo! We're splitting, baby. All right, we're back. We're not splitting yet. We got an hour and a half. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori and Gary and Chris, and we're going to do the whole show tonight. We're blessed to have Lori. I guess she's going to hang in there for the whole show, which is awesome. This is great. So we appreciate her coming on tonight. She worked everything out and has made it on the broadcast. So I want to bring Gary in for a quick prayer, and I also want to shift gears over a little bit to Tom LaCavara's situation, if Lori has any information on that. I'm having trouble getting real solid line on what's going on, and I know that, you know, there was some issues that they wanted to remain kind of private-ish until it's worked out and not stir the pot, just stuff like that. So, but, you know, so, but if Lori has anything on Tom, great. But first, let's get a quick prayer from Gary for Tom and the Bundys and all the people who are still being held. Very interesting that Ryan Bundy was representing himself, the only one, and he was the only one who was allowed to walk. I mean, not completely, but at least get home to his family for temporarily for now, and that's a blessing, especially over the holidays. Gary Blackwell in Michigan, how are you, sir?
I'm just unmuted. I feel great. Thank you very much, Eric. I'm so glad to hear the news about Ryan Bundy. That was just exciting. Anything that I hear in the positive, I really feel good about. when I was out west, I talked to a few people that lived in Oregon and the ranchers out there, and they filled us in a little bit. But it's great to hear from Lori on these situations, because it seems like she's got the in-depth, in-touch thing to get it, and that's so appreciative to get the truth is what we need in every area, as I was discussing with one of my good friends tonight on the phone. He said, it doesn't matter what area we're in, we need the truth. And the truth will set us, the truth will set us free according to Scripture. And what we need to do is look at it and evaluate everything that we have is by truth. I think I told you the story about the old pastor and the young pastor. The young pastor came in, took over the old pastor, and even the deacon board said, you know, we got to question this young pastor. So the old pastor said to him, he says, at their little meeting, he says, young man, he says, tell me, is what you're telling us from the pulpit, is this the truth? And the young pastor said, well, do you want the truth or you want it to be interesting?
I want the truth.
And there you go. Me too. And this has been...
Of course, if you really get the truth, it is interesting. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, it'd be wonderful. I'm going to send Eric a some paperwork. I was invited to speak for 2 hours as a keynote speaker for the National Radionics thing and out in Rapid City, South Dakota. And the conference lasted a week. It was a little hard on me by traveling and one thing another I had to do. And at my age, but I felt good and I got by. But I'm going to send Eric a copy of the overheads that I have and if he can or whatever. I sent a copy to everybody to take a look at it. It's something that hasn't been done ever in radionics or probably from the pulpits of the United States of America either. So it's a very interesting study, and one of the things I've come up with is called the organs of the field. And the everything that put Adam together in the creation came from the soil or the ground. And so using this premise, I followed through on that, and I went to the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, and followed through with that, and where he told Moses, when you get to the land of Canaan, you must rest the land. See, so what most of the conventions are about around the country that I've attended over the years is about health care. Well, we have never had a sicker generation than we have right now, and it's getting worse. And even with all the findings they have, it just continues to get worse. There's bacterias out here that are just scary. They are totally scary as we learn them. So with that, I brought forth the idea that maybe we ought to rest the land. That'd be a good start. And so we had a number of folks that were on a panel also later at night. Who would be better to understand the preachers in the pulpit who told us that the law is done away with, you don't need to rest the land anymore, or the Father himself who created
it? You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting Network. We're going to get back to Lori in a second. I want Gary to please define radiology for the listeners, take us into a prayer, and then we'll turn it back over to Lori and Chris in Las Vegas.
I had to unmute myself there, Chris. Eric. Yeah, radionics is the machine that operates much like a radio. It has the radio dials on it, and when you dial in the rates, it's much like dialing in a radio station. And it's very popular across the country. There's a number of folks that do it. If you're in England, radionics is perfectly lawful, and you can get your degrees, and you can put your shingle out in front and said that you do radionics. It's not so that way here in the United States as much, but you can do all the health care that you want that way. I'd just like to share a couple verses here from Leviticus to show a point where our father gave our instructions to Moses, which is, to me, for continued forever. And it says in chapter 25, verse 1, and he says, Yahweh spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall you keep a Sabbath unto Yahweh. 6 years thou shalt work thy field, and six years then shalt prune thy vineyard and gather into the fruits. And on the seventh year it shall be a Sabbath and a rest. And of course it goes on to golden jubilees, which is the 50th year. But here's what it says. There's a little connotation, something back, like back in Genesis with the promises that he gave to Abraham. It says, wherefore, ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety. Verse 19, and the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill and dwell there in safety. So if he said about Abraham, he told Isaac, you're being blessed because Abraham kept the law, the statutes, the judgments, and all, and these things, and the ordinances thereof. So these are very, very stringent rules that the Father set down for us to dwell safely in the land. Number one, just do as I've commanded you to do. And we haven't done that. Now, we have set, the folks are listening, we did rest our land here for a short period of time, and we went into that a little bit, and it was a very interesting experiment is what we kind of called it. But with that, we're going to prayer for our country as it stands now. I think the only possible way, in my opinion, is that if we want to bring this back before the Father comes, we're going to have to step back and look at what he asked us to do and why he gave us these laws. And even he said, think not that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. Think not that. And sin is transgression of the law. That's in the epistles of John. I think it's chapter 3 or chapter 1, verse 3 or something in that area. But anyhow, let's pray for Tom Lochtever and the Bundys and the situation we have at hand. As we know, we have as we look across our land, there's danger in everywhere. Everybody now is saying, the first thing they said to me, when you're traveling back to wherever you're going in Michigan, keep an eye on your back. Keep an eye on your back, Gary. And they do take advantage of older people by knocking you down and grabbing your wallets and all these things I was informed of. We don't see much of that where we're at here, but we never locked a door, never had to ever lock a door, and now you have to lock everything. So
that's a shame.
Father, we come to you thanking you for the blessings you give us and thanking you for the promises that you gave us. And let us understand these promises are for our benefit. These are not these promises that were not to inhibit us in any direction. The matter of fact of being able to be said that you could rest the land, which would rest also give you rest, and is a paramount thing. And we suffer because of lack of knowledge, and we suffer because we don't do as you've asked us to do. You didn't make it very stringent that, you know, all these things are going to happen to us, but we can see, Father, that you are in charge, and we just have to bend our knee to the Father and his laws, the rule book. And this is the rule book for us, and it's simple. It's the most wonderful time we've ever had when we followed the sabbatical law on our own soil here on our own time. The developments were unbelievable, and it was a great time of fellowship amongst our family and the people who worked here. So we pray for the Bundys, as the situation may be, and for the Tom Lochtever. As I kind of heard in the beginning, it sounds like they're going to give him some restrictions, and pray, Father, that he can get loose and get back to what he was called to do and what he was doing. And we do pray as we bring forth this, is brought forth tonight, and as Lori brings forth the truth of the issue that's out here before us, we ask that God bless her and take care of her, give her protection, and also give our our good friend Chris protection, and as usual, as I talk to Eric, sometimes, once in a while, we pray for him, especially for his strength and for what he goes through. He sure has a lot of ambition. He has a lot of energy. I can tell when he's really up and going. It takes a lot of energy out of your body to keep up this type of thing for five nights a week. So may Yadi Vahi bless this country, and may we, when we come back and bend our knee to our Father, the Creator, and may we once again can live in the land safely. I ask this in Yadi Vahi's name, so be it.
Awesome. Yeah, I couldn't do it without you guys, and I really appreciate the help because, yeah, going 2 hours straight and trying to keep everybody entertained and everybody happy and everybody, some people want more of this or less of that, you know, trying to balance it out. Everybody's got different tastes, and it's in that. You guys are the big help. Takes a huge load off to have Lori, Gary, and Chris. We appreciate you joining us tonight on the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. That's very interesting. There's certain laws we don't want to get away from. You don't want to walk away from all of God's laws because certain ones, like resting the land, on the seventh year is essential. And I did notice that many more local farmers in this area are doing that. They're resting the land. So that's great. And we're going to get back to Lori Anderson. Lori, please continue. You and Chris, I'm going to turn it back to you guys. And Gary, come back in at any time you'd like to join us.
Well, absolutely. And thank you so much. And I am glad that I get to be on here this evening. I wasn't sure if I would be able to be on here this evening.
I got your text. The last text I got from you, Lori, said you're having some few issues. You wanted to skip it tonight, mm-hmm. come on tomorrow, and then I never heard nothing after that. So, but it's great that you came on because it's nice to have the assistance. I worked really hard today on construction, and I was kind of a little bit tired tonight, so I was going to fall back on the documentary, which is essential because it gives people a historical knowledge that it's nice to hear from other commentators as well that are really well schooled, like Bill Hughes. Like Barry Chamish, like the Phelps, there's a couple other guys I really like as well. So David Icke's really good. I had to play something from him sometime. I'll try to dig up something interesting that maybe people haven't heard yet. So anyway, but back to you, Lori. Appreciate you joining us tonight. This is Lori Anderson. You can find her on the internet. That's Lori with two R's. Lori and Chris.
Thank you so much. Okay, so back to the topic of the trial of the century. It is getting heated up and exciting, everyone. Now, as you know, the federal government a couple of years ago had a 98% conviction rate, which is very high conviction rate. Of course, that is because of the pressure, the millions and millions of dollars, that unlimited amount of dollars that they use of IRS in order to prosecute us. And however, when it comes to not just the Bundys, but the Patriots, when it comes to Oregon, whether it comes to Nevada, their conviction rate is lowering all the time, and I am glad to see that. But this is happening because they are insisting on a jury trial. And most people don't realize that also right up there, usually about 98% also are plea bargains. Take it to the box, people, because the judges are not judges, they're mediators. The jurors are the judges. So as the trial of the century is heating up, Ryan Bundy got released earlier today, got to hug his wife. That was very emotional and awesome, awesome scene to see.
Yeah.
People spoke out and people called for Ryan to speak. And I got a hold of that so that I can share with you the first speech that Ryan Bundy gave after he was released on pretrial release. So if you would, Mike, go ahead and play LV2 so our listeners can hear what Ryan Bundy had to say on this,
yeah, this
glorious
is fresh.
Day.
This is really news. Good.
Speech. Come on, you're never short for words. No, absolutely not.
You're catching me off guard.
Tell us what you said.
We're already building you a university. Start teaching.
Oh, I'm Philip Burton. Come off me.
I know that I'm not free yet. I still have an ankle monitor and a whole bunch of rules. But I did. I felt a big burden come off of me as soon as she said, you know, I'm going home. But I also realized that I've still got a big burden because our freedoms aren't yet won. I'm still not free myself. My brothers are still not free. And this country is still not free. I realize there's lots of work to be done. And now I can't whine and use the excuse anymore that I don't have computer time. So so now I've really put myself in a pickle.
We're all in a pickle with you, Brian.
Yep. I'll keep working hard. And I've learned a lot. You know, I've said it that it's incarceration. I hate it every day. Every day I hated it, and yet I'm very thankful for it because I've grown so much. I've grown closer to my Father in Heaven, and I've learned a lot about the law. I've learned a lot about people who are incarcerated, and most of them are not what you think. I see the atrocities of the government upon many, many people in there, and I'm appalled by it, and I cannot rest. We've got to change the system. We've got to change things to where people can be free. Our constitutional rights are not being adhered to. The right to speedy trial, the right to fair trial, the right to bail. I mean, I can go right down through the list and of constitutional rights, and there so many of them are being violated. This court says they're not, and yet they are. You know, the right to speedy trial alone, the Sixth Amendment states that in every prosecution, the right of the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy trial. I can tell you what, I haven't enjoyed this. Okay? That right belongs to the accused. Does not belong to the court. It does not belong to the prosecution. It does not belong to Congress. It does not belong to the general public. It says that the accused shall enjoy. The right to speedy trial belongs to the accused. And so therefore only the accused should be able to decide what speedy means. Not Congress. Not the court. And it's been violated with us. Terribly bad. That's just one thing of thousands of problems.
Can we say a prayer together?
Let's please do.
Can we stand with you, Brian?
All right.
Please stand with you, Brian.
So that is the first words of Brian Bundy just a couple of hours ago released from the federal prison. And actually, he was at the federal courthouse, so it would have been the holding where they've had them. Tomorrow, Las Vegas Federal Courthouse, everyone, starts at 8:30 for the jury trial. That is when it begins. If you have the ability to get there, get there. So as I was saying, as the trial of the century is heating up, Judge Navarro is finding out that she's been being lied to as well and apparently doesn't like that. She also ordered the prosecution to share all the information that's on the cameras and all federal agents. Well, here's a kicker. If you remember, months ago, I reported in April about Ryan Bundy filing a lawsuit on April the 24th in the U.S. District Court for Nevada and Las Vegas, and he is filing that lawsuit. Ryan was challenging the constitutionality of the prison policies and alleges the deprivation of rights after he was punished for refusing to obey those policies. Now, here's some more breaking news. And if anyone doesn't know who Larry Klayman is, Larry Klayman, he is the individual who is the founder of both the Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch. He announced a lawsuit filed in his private capacity on behalf of Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher who stood up to the government tyranny under the Obama administration. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Case number is 117 CV 02423. 9 against Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the FBI Director Christopher Wray in their official capacities. The Department of Justice's Office of Professional Responsibility and the Inspector General over their failure to conduct an investigation into the bad faith and gross prosecutorial abuse by federal prosecutors and the destruction and hiding of material exculpatory evidence by the Department of Justice, FBI, and the Bureau of Land Management in the ongoing criminal prosecution. So, on that note, we'll hear a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us. I've got more information about this. Oh, this is going to be a doozy, everyone. The trial of the century. You bet. This is literally we the people versus corrupt corporations. And I've got a feeling God's on our side. In the shadows overhead.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We got Lori Anderson tonight, so we're going to get right back into it. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support the network. Back to you, Lori.
Absolutely. So opening arguments in the criminal prosecution are scheduled to begin tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. at the Las Vegas Federal Courtroom of Chief Judge Gloria Navarro. The complaint, however, which was filed, details how the United States Attorney for the District of Nevada, working in concert with the FBI and BLM under the Obama administration, systematically violated the constitutional rights of Clive and Bundy and the other defendants in the criminal prosecution, denying them due process, equal protection, and other rights under the Constitution, and the law in general, this will prevent a fair trial. One of Clive and Bundy's attorneys, Larry Klayman, had reached out to the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to review the misconduct, but he has taken no action, instead saying strangely that I am not taking sides. As a result, Klayman, on behalf of Clive and Bundy, filed a complaint before OPR and IG, which are authorized by the Department of Justice to conduct ethics and other investigations into misconduct by the Department of Justice prosecutors and others employed by the Department of Justice, which includes the FBI. However, despite Klayman making numerous inquiries into the existence and status of a bona fide investigation, he received no response, prompting him to file suit to force action by the defendants. The lawsuit asked the D.C. federal court to order an emergency investigation, and once the bad faith and gross prosecutorial abuse are confirmed, order Attorney General Sessions to withdraw the charges against Clive and Bundy and dismiss the criminal prosecution. Clive and Bundy, this is a quote. Quote, Clive and Bundy and his fellow defendants have been illegally held without bail in federal prisons in Nevada for over a year and 9 months. It is time that justice be done, stated Klayman. This political prosecution, vindictively commenced by the Obama Department of Justice at the urging of former Senator Harry Reid, who defamed Clive and Bundy and his family as, quote, domestic terrorists, is a gross abuse of our legal system and must end now. Attorney General Sessions must have the courage to do the right thing. But if he continues to bury his head in the sand as a result of his own problems in the Russian collusion investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller and before Congress, the court must order him to take appropriate action. So you can find that information on LarryKlayman.com, and he is also calling to become special prosecutor for the Uranium One Russia investigation, and you can find that information as well on his site at LarryKlayman.com. One of the very few individuals that holds a bar card that I have very much respect for.
He's a good guy. He's decent, and he's part of the solution, definitely not the problem. But there's one little disagreement I had, and I know he's trying to be kind and be generous, and I understand that, but you know, Jeff Sessions is not burying his head in the sand. Jeff Sessions is on the side of the enemy, and he's put in the position he's in now to get the Patriots to stand down, which is exactly what they're doing, and accepting worse communism and worse tyranny than it's ever been. Look at what's going on with the Bundys and the Lacovaras and everybody else.
Right. And just to let everyone know, I do not have any new information on Tom. I do know he did successfully get to the halfway house. Thank God. We look forward to hearing from him sometime soon, but there is no new information that I have to give as of right this second. We'll be right back with you after a couple of words from our sponsors. Breathe a sigh or two. I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.